Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
It's Ask Audrey. What's your problem?
Mia, what's the story you're trying to score with someone from work at a virtual Christmas party? Bear with me, Dano. See, there's this Spanish one inside and work. She do be foolish for me cheeky, chappy, happy, naughty persona that I does put on for the foreign old dolls, even though I'm actually fairly shy underneath it all. Anyway, we'd be flirting all the time in the messaging system at work. Only the other night I was on the verge of sending her a photo of my new Liverpool gloves. Now, normally this would lead to all sorts at the Christmas party, but we're having it on Zoom this year, and I'm wondering, like, is there a virtual private room where you can go to do a round of shots with an old doll just to see where it leads, like? Don't you know any Blackpool?
My cousin is in HR with a large multinational. I said, how do you view couples in breakout rooms at work parties? He said, with my microphone muted in case they hear me. Hashtag pervalicious.
It's jubilant on our WhatsApp group. Douglas Rhodes Dunner is delighted that Emer Crona Buckley won't be coming home from Australia for Christmas. Laura _ White Range Rover says she'll overlook the fact that Stephen Donnelly is a Wicklow guy with an American accent as long as he protects us from the emigrant braggers that we call the braggagrants. Fifi _ Not Pennies No says it's amazeballs that her sister can't come home from Dubai so she won't have to listen to her banging on about eating dinner in a hot tub. I'm just glad Emer Crona Buckley is locked down in Australia. I couldn't take another Christmas now of her going on about the size of her boyfriend's neck. He plays rugby league. Can you guarantee us that none of our braggagrant loved ones will be allowed home? Jenny, Douglas Road.
Don't mind foreign travel. The way Dr. Tony is going, you'd be lucky if you're allowed to go to the Jacks. My sister rang from Cannes and said, do you have a problem with me postponing a trip home to see Mammy until July? I said, I do. She said, why? I said, because you called her Mammy. Where do you think we came from? Paula Duff?
Wooden dog. Sometimes things in Ireland are harder to understand than a Dun Manway man eating a breakfast roll, yeah? I have been in Ireland now for 3 years, living in Ballincollig. The first two of those, you would never see someone walking down the street with a pint in their hand. Now, since the lockdown, I see them all the time, standing by street corners with a hand over the pint so it does not get diluted by the rain. What is wrong with you people? Why not pour a can of beer into a glass and walk down the road, rather than hand over the big money to a pub owner who hands it out of a hatch? Please explain what is with you people and the draft beer. Jürgen, Berlin, und Ballincollig.
My niece is writing a book on Irish people's relationship with drink. It's called It Makes Me Feel Feckin' Brilliant. I said, why are Irish people buying pints and drinking them in the rain? She said they want to be around other people. I said, why? She said, what's the point in drinking if you can't lave the gob? Hashtag insight.
Hello, it's Rosaline here again. Isn't it the way that I met that guard in Bishopstown last week? And let's just say my previous boyfriends were doing it all wrong. Oh, lads, I can hardly focus for 5 minutes without thinking of him telling me in his guard voice that I have broken a bylaw and he is going to issue some on-the-spot punishment, so to speak. It's no joke. On my feet all day teaching a class of 7-year-olds here in North Cork when I'd rather be on my back shouting, I'm entitled to a solicitor, you brute of a man. Don't stop, don't stop. So I'd like to add my voice to the many teachers who want Christmas holidays to start a week early because of low morale or some bullshit. Do you think the minister is listening, tell me? Rosaline Ballet Desmond.
My cousin is a teacher. She gets this preachy voice in her on her second June. I said, this argument over closing the schools early, where do you see it leading? She said, New York, if I can get a flight. They're for nothing.
Read Ask Audrey every Friday in the Irish Examiner.
Red FM.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.